the wave. I've got
some news for you. Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
Chris Hemsworth has put it out there that he would love to play the next Bond, James Bond. I could totally see this working, Gunners. He's suave, super good looking, and will pull in a younger generation of Bond lovers. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, let's hope Hollywood picks up what he's putting down.
Ali?
Yeah?
Remember this?
Once upon a time, in a faraway kingdom, lived a handsome prince.
Oh my gosh. The Island of Zamunda.
Yeah, one of my favourite movies of all time. Coming to America, starring Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall, James Earl Jones and John Amos, amongst others. Well, it's just been confirmed there's going to be a Coming to America 2 set for release in 2020.
Are you sure this is true?
Details as to which actors will return for the highly anticipated movies haven't been confirmed yet, but definitely Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall.
That's all you need, really. Oh, and James Earl Jones would be nice.
Yeah, and all of them, actually.
Yeah, I guess so.
Even the guy who played...
Soul Glow guy. Soul Glow dude.
Eric LaSalle. So still waiting on confirmation of the actors, but the release date is set for around about August next year.
Wait, boom!
Fantastic.
Can't wait.
Madonna has been announced as a guest performer at the Eurovision Song Contest next month in Israel. Live Nation Israel has confirmed the 60-year-old will perform two songs as a guest artist, including a new single from her upcoming album. But the cost of bringing the Queen of Pop to Tel Aviv, Gunners, reported to be $1.5 million, paid by some billionaire.
Why can't she make her own way there?
She's apparently like taking 120 friends.
Well, that's just stupid.
Probably a lot of that security, though.
When you're John Legend and you need some swimming lessons, who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters! Oh, no, sorry, wrong ones.
Yeah. You get a call, an Olympic swimmer.
Of course.
So John phoned a friend, of course, and had US Olympian Ryan Lochte come and give him a private lesson in his backyard pool, posting to Twitter, "I made the team."
Apparently he's not a strong swimmer and he really wanted to get his skills up, so that's definitely one way to do it. How about this? In Japan, there's all sorts of curios and pop culture treats that can be bought, and the latest thing to hit the shelves is a bottle of sake with Ed Sheeran's face on it. Yep, the bottle will set you back around $20, but they're limited edition, Gunners. Only 3,000 bottles have been produced, so you better get in quick if you want to get soused with the Sheeran sake.
Sake it to me, baby. The college cheating scandal trial continues, and Full House actress Lori Loughlin and her husband Massimo
Giannulli,
I'll run with that, are reportedly being offered a plea deal over their involvement, which would send them to prison for at least 2 years. Otherwise, it'll go to a federal grand jury and they'll add more charges.
And Sam Smith, Kelly Clarkson, Khalid Normani and Panic at the Disco have all been announced to perform at next month's Billboard Music Awards, which will be hosted by Kelly Clarkson for the second year in a row.
I've got some news for you.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali. 91.7 The Wave.